Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Flow Capital Corp's 2018 second quarter results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has difficulties hearing the conference, you may press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that today's discussions may contain forward-looking statements that reflect current views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in the forward-looking statements. For more information on Flow Capital's risks and uncertainties related to these forward-looking statements, please refer to the company's Management Information Circular dated May 2, 2018, which is available on SEDAR. Today's call is being recorded on August 24, 2018. I'd now like to turn the meeting over to Rob McLarty, Chief Investment Officer and Acting Chief Executive Officer of Flow Capital.
Good morning, and thank you for participating in today's call. I'm joined by Donica Rao, our Chief Financial Officer. Yesterday, we released our 2018 second quarter financial results, which can be found on our website at flowcap.com. It was a good quarter. We made two new investments and received one buyout in the quarter. The portfolio is performing well. Revenue was $2.7 million. Recurring revenues from royalties, interest, and fees was $1.3 million. Non-recurring revenue from buyouts, equity, and fees was $1.8 million. Adjusted EBITDA was $495,000. And free cash flow for the quarter was negative $159,000, primarily due to transaction fees related to the reverse merger with Logic Asset Management that we completed in June. Before we review the activities in the quarter, I wanted to take a step back and describe how the new combined business is positioned and the opportunity that we see for growth. Flow Capital is a diversified alternative asset investor and advisor. We operate two divisions, an investment operation that provides growth capital and advisory services to emerging businesses, and an institutional sales platform, Logic Global Partners, that provides institutional clients, such as pensions and endowments, access to alternative asset classes managed by leading money managers. We create shareholder value in four distinct ways. Stable recurring revenues from a diverse portfolio of royalties in North American emerging growth companies. Royalty buyouts or buy downs. Realized returns from equity and warrants in those companies. And stable recurring revenues from a diverse portfolio of royalties and third-party asset management fees. The combination with Logic has increased the financial scale of Flow Capital and has increased the size and diversity of our recurring revenues. We now collect revenue royalties from over 30 emerging growth companies and asset managers. The combined revenues from all of the companies in our investment portfolio continues to grow, which increases recurring revenues from the investment division, even before accounting for new investments. Revenues from global partners also continue to grow as new mandates are won. In substantially all of our investments, investee companies may buy out the royalty for a price equivalent to 2 times the invested capital once it has returned 1 times the invested capital through royalty payments. That is to say, we typically contract for a cash-on-cash return that is 3 times the deployed capital. We also earn warrants or equity from certain companies and for investing or for providing advisory services to those companies. The timing of non-recurring buyouts and realizations of equity positions is hard to predict, and not all companies will succeed and buy out the royalty or accrete value in their equity. But in the long run, non-recurring events such as these offer the possibility of material value creation in our portfolio beyond our investment costs and beyond the underlying value of the royalties themselves. Let's look at some second quarter events that demonstrate how the combination of recurring revenues and non-recurring buyouts or equity realizations can create shareholder value. We funded Boardwalk Tech in December 2017 with $300,000 by participating in a secured note held by an existing investor. Boardwalk Tech used that round of financing to continue its growth trajectory and bridge to a value-creating catalyst, a listing on the TSX Venture Exchange. Our capital was non-dilutive and allowed management to retain control of the company. In early June, we received 399,000 warrants from Boardwalk Tech for advisory services that we provided. We played an important role in preparing the company to go public. With its listing later that month, Boardwalk Tech bought out our investment for $600,000, which, including interest, equates to a cash-on-cash return of 2.2 times over a six-month hold period. Boardwalk Tech is our eighth buyout since mid-2015. We continue to hold a warrant and equity position in Boardwalk Tech that is meaningful relative to the initial capital deployed. The non-recurring revenue from the Boardwalk Tech transaction, in this case an equity interest and a buyout, was a material component of our total return from that investment. Another example, this quarter, we agreed to sell our secured royalty in Agnity Global to mCloud Corp. The terms of the sale consist of mCloud paying Flow Capital $2 million in cash and 1.5 million mCloud shares upon close, with another 3.5 mCloud shares due upon certain milestones being met. The returns from the asset sale would be in addition to royalties already received by Flow Capital from Agnity. Another example, in January 2018, we converted our royalty in WatchIt to common shares of Inner Spirit. Subsequent to the end of this second quarter, Inner Spirit listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange. Based on Inner Spirit's market capitalization, the current value of our equity stake in the company is approximately $3.3 million. As with Boardwalk Tech and Agnity, the returns that we eventually realize from our shares in Inner Spirit will be in addition to royalties received from the company. Across our portfolio, the combination of recurring revenues and non-recurring buyouts or equity realizations is proving to create material shareholder value. Going forward, we will continue to grow our portfolio of royalties in emerging growth companies, such as we have done this quarter with our investments in Stability Healthcare and Dianamed. Our opportunity pipeline is robust. We reviewed more than 220 investment opportunities in the quarter, which is consistent with our recent pace. We're also beginning to tailor financing solutions to specific situations, which broadens the pool of investable companies, increasing our total addressable market. Our second quarter demonstrates that we're executing on our plan, building a portfolio of cash-yielding investments in emerging growth companies that offer Flow Capital recurring revenues and non-recurring cash inflows from buyouts and equity realizations, and likewise growing recurring revenues by expanding the Logic Global Partners business. With that, I'll turn it over to Donica to review the financials.
Thank you, Rob. Recurring revenues from royalties, interest, and fees was $1.3 million in Q2 2018 compared to $1 million in the same period in 2017. The improvement was due to $370,000 of royalties earned during the period on new investments made in the last 12 months, and $196,000 from Global Partners management fees. These improvements were partially offset by $47,000 of royalties earned in the 2017 period that was not earning this year due to royalty buyouts, $121,000 from one investment not accruing income, and $106,000 related to a lower US dollar exchange rate and some royalties earning a lower rate. As the Logic RTO closed on June 7th, the Q2 revenues only include 24 days of management fees earned. The full impact of Logic on the results will be seen in Q3 when a full quarter's revenues will be recognized. Non-recurring revenue from royalty buyouts and equity returns was $1.8 million for Q2 2018 compared to $3 million in the same period last year. In Q2 2018, we recorded a $400,000 gain for a royalty buyout and $1.4 million consultancy fees that are part of the equity returns. In the prior period, there was a $3 million gain for the Acum royalty buyout in April 2017. Revenues were $2.7 million in Q2 2018 compared to negative $2.1 million in the same period in 2017. Revenues in the quarterly period were impacted by net non-cash items of negative $591,000 compared to negative $7.1 million in the same period last year. The negative $591,000 consisted of a positive $4.9 million for adjustments to fair value, a negative $5.4 million in realized losses on investments written off, and a negative $27,000 impact for foreign exchange differences. The negative $5.4 million realized loss on investments written off does not have an impact on the bottom line, as a reversal of the fair value adjustment for the same amount is included in the positive $4.9 million. Also included in the adjustments to fair value were an increase of $965,000 in the fair value of the shares held in Lattice Biologics and Boardwalk Tech, offset by a $1,117,000 reduction in the fair value on the promissory note. Total operating expenses were $1,472,000 in Q2 2018 compared to $803,000 in the same period in 2017. The change in the quarterly period is due to $344,000 in restructuring costs, $236,000 in costs incurred related to Logic from June 7 to June 30, $174,000 in transaction costs related to the reverse takeover, and $96,000 in withholding tax expense. These increases were partially offset by $136,000 in lower staffing costs and $17,000 in lower office rent. Salaries, benefits, and other staffing costs were $267,000 for Q2 2018 compared to $336,000 for the same period in 2017. The improvement reflects the impact of $136,000 in savings due to three fewer employees at Flow Capital, which was partly offset by a recruitment expense of $27,000 and a $45,000 cost for the Logic employees for the period from June 7th to June 30th, 2018. We estimate operating expenses to run between $450,000 to $550,000 per month in Q3 2018. We recorded adjusted EBITDA of $495,000 in Q2 2018 compared to $3.4 million in the same period in 2017. The change is primarily due to the $3 million royalty buyout gain from the Acum investment that I referenced earlier. Free cash flow was negative $159,000 in Q2 2018 compared to $3.5 million in the same period in 2017. The change was due to the $3 million Aquam royalty buyout in 2017 that I referenced earlier. $1.8 million of cash was returned in royalty payments and royalty buyouts during the quarter, bringing the total cash returned since inception to $47 million, or 65% of the total capital deployed. The portfolio's ability to return cash, which we believe, allow the company to continue generating free cash flow. As of August 23, 2018, we believe recurring revenue from royalties, interest and fees for the month of July will be approximately $610,000. As at June 30, 2018, investments were $26.2 million, an increase from $22.3 million at the end of 2017. Working capital was $9.2 million, and our cash position was $9.6 million. I will now turn it back over to Rob for his closing thoughts.
Thank you, Donica. Our results reflect the disciplined execution of our plan to identify and invest in emerging growth companies that are seeking flexible capital, in which will return to flow a recurring stream of revenue royalties and non-recurring buyouts or equity realizations. Logic Global Partners has provided stability and scale to our overall financial position, which reinforces our ability to grow shareholder value through profitable investments. We offer a strong value proposition to emerging growth companies, a creative and flexible form of growth capital, alongside of value-added advisory services. We are confident that there is a significant market of high-growth emerging businesses that could benefit from our creative financing solutions that avoid excessive equity dilution or restrictive debt covenants. We believe that these investments will generate meaningful returns for our shareholders over time. We offer a strong value proposition to pensions and endowments, access to highly skilled investment managers in every asset class and style, including the burgeoning market for alternative investment vehicles. The recurring revenue from our royalties, interest, and fees, and the opportunity for non-recurring cash inflows from buyouts and equity interests provide a strong operating base for the business and an excellent platform for future growth. We have more than $9 million in capital available to deploy into new investments. Our pipeline of high-quality opportunities is strong. The transaction with Logic and the progress that we have made in 2018 have provided Flow Capital with additional stability and positioned our company for future growth. We are committed to earning your continued trust and support as we execute our growth strategy. At this time, we would be happy to take your questions.
If you'd like to ask a question by phone, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now have a brief silent hold to compile the Q&A roster. Again, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question by phone. There are no questions at this time. I would now like to turn the call back over to Rob McLarty for closing remarks.
We appreciate your involvement in Flow Capital. As I said before, we are committed to earning your continued trust and support as we execute on the growth strategy. Thank you for your time.
This concludes today's conference call. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.